In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It can be slightly disconcerting to hear both in St. Paul's exhortation and the words of our Lord in our Gospel that many are called and few are chosen. Or as St. Paul concludes, yet with most of them, God was not well pleased. It is simply not enough, brothers and sisters, to follow the letter of the law, in a sense to transform the outside of cup and dish. There must be an interior transformation, an interior conversion in every aspect of our lives. As we begin the season of Septuagesima, these 3 weeks that will lead us to our Lenten season, the Church, in her wisdom, turns our attention to time to prepare ourselves for this reality of cleansing the inside, purifying ourselves, preparing ourselves to undertake penances and disciplines in order to grow closer to the Lord, so that not only are we called, but likewise we will be chosen. What this requires from us, as Scripture makes very clear, is to do the things that God asks of us, no more, no less. Our Gospel from St. Matthew, of course, illustrates on one level the generosity of God. He gives to each that which is just to be given to them. But there were some who were murmuring. After all, they had done a lot, and therefore they expected a lot. But in truth, brothers and sisters, we simply do what God commands us to do, and we expect no more or no less from what it is that we accomplish. And if we do more than others, then we rejoice and give thanks to God that we are able to do more than others. And if others somehow do less than us, but we still receive an abundance of grace, or receive the things that they need according to the providence of God, we do not begrudge them that which they have received. Rather, we rejoice that they too have been found worthy, that they have been chosen. But these workers murmur against God, feeling that somehow God had done an injustice to them. And the Lord makes very clear to them, as he will say to us, basically, mind your own business. What I do with my grace, what I do with my largesse is mine, and mine alone. You should not begrudge, and really, you shouldn't even be concerned about what everybody else is doing. If you stay in your own lane and you focus on your salvation, you will indeed better cooperate with the grace of God. Now, some will think of that, this staying in our own lane and focusing ourselves, as if somehow that is a selfishness. But nothing can be further from the truth, because the more I accomplish the work of God, and do the things that God asks of me, and do them well, because of the power and the reality of grace, it overflows in abundance to others as well. And in truth, this can only happen with and in and through God. The more I give myself to him, the greater I become an instrument of the abundance of his grace to overflow to others. To focus on my life, to be transformed by grace, to purify myself from sin, to begin the process of undertaking disciplines and sacrifices to prepare myself for the Lenten season will only draw me more closely into relationship with God, and by extension make me then a better vehicle, an instrument for God's abundant graces to be shed with others. You know what it is you ought to do, so now you need to be about the business of doing it. And in truth, brothers and sisters, it really is that simple. It becomes complicated because we complicate it. We make it difficult. We make it overwhelming because we want to live in the world and have our cake and eat it too. We want this and that. I want everything and I want it now. That's not how the world works. That certainly is not how the spiritual life works. There are sacrifices that must be made. There are choices that we have to make. And we have to make them wisely with God. And the first choice, the last choice, truly the only choice, is to always choose God, choose for God, choose with God and in him. And in that way, truly become and be transformed, so that not only will you have been called by the grace of God, you can take your place in his kingdom. We, after all, as Scripture also reminds us, are nothing more than unprofitable servants who do what God commands us to do. I think of this particularly in that little way that St. Thérèse of Lisieux spoke about very often, that humility that was at the very heart and the foundation of her own spirituality, and at the heart and the foundation of the spiritual life. She saw herself as nothing, not because she was nothing, but because in the sight of God, to think of ourselves less is to allow God to lift us up and make us more. The more I lose myself, the better able I am to truly find myself. The more willing I am to die, the more opportunities there are to live. And so the church says, begin now. A friend of mine and I were talking about the Lenten season and how quickly it is coming upon us. And he commented, because he spends a great deal of time in the world of the Novus Ordo, how very jarring it is to be at Fat Tuesday and all of a sudden it's Ash Wednesday. Well, the church does not force us to do that. She provides us these weeks so that it isn't jarring to the system to make the sacrifices that need to be made. And so practically, what should you be doing during Septuagesima? You should be thinking about your Lenten disciplines and the sacrifices that you're going to undertake, and then committing yourselves to actually undertaking them. Therefore, they need to be reasonable things that you actually can accomplish. And it might be good to write down what you are going to do for the Lenten season. And then, after having thought about this, having prayed about it, having brought it before God and allowed Him to purify it, begin the process now. If you're going to fast from drink, don't wait until Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. Begin now, day after day, slowly but surely, so that when Ash Wednesday arrives, you will be well prepared, maybe even eager and joyful to undertake these disciplines for that extended period of reflection and prayer that the church provides us in the Lenten season. The Lord does indeed desire that all men might be saved. St. Paul says that to Timothy. But God also requires that we cooperate in the work of salvation. We don't affect our own salvation. That is God's, first, last, and always. But He chooses to invite us into the process. And our part in this is really quite small and yet profound. Do what He commands. Do what He says. Seek always to do it perfectly. And do so with joy. No grumbling, no complaining, no murmuring, no jealousy, resentment, or rancor. A life of peace and joy that rests completely and totally in the Lord. I have said repeatedly, as we now approach soon in July, our fifth anniversary of being here at St. Luke the Evangelist, that one of the many blessings, and there are so many it's hard to count at times, about being the rector of the Oratory is that it has narrowly circumscribed my life. I have one task and one task only, and that's to get all of you to heaven. And in that way, I too can get to heaven. And it becomes quite freeing to realize that all the other things, all the other macro issues, those things that I oftentimes rail against, both publicly and privately, in the final analysis simply do not matter. I know what it is I need to do day in and day out. And I need to simply get up and go do it day in and day out. As it is for me, so it is for all of us. It isn't glamorous. It isn't interesting. It doesn't rise to the level of TikTok or Instagram. No one else may care what you do, how you do it, or when you do it, but God does. God knows. God cares. And since He's the only one who matters, the only one for whom we should have any concern, that's where all of our energies should be. And so use these days of Septuagesima season wisely to prepare yourself to truly undertake the great fast that is the Lenten season. That as you cooperate with God's grace, as you strip yourself away from temptation and sin, as you embrace the manifold graces that God bestows upon you, you may understand truly the grace that God has given you in being called His son or His daughter. And then holding fast to that great dignity that God has bestowed upon you, you may take your place in the fullness of time with all those who have been chosen to be with Him. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.